Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Didn't have much out of the NBA last night, did we? That really...
Celtics were down 11 after three.
They were.
The Pacers let another one get away, but...
Yeah, Kyrie Irving went nuts on his way to 37, so they're up 2-9. I guess you can still see Indiana creating some issues in that series as they go home.
Maybe. They should have won one. I mean, on the other hand, you could also say that was their chance, and now
You could.
You blew it. Although, when you go home in the NBA playoffs, teams play different, and so that's probably why the Jazz are hoping for, you know, change of scenery, helping them out, because, God, they were dreadful again.
Boy, just getting their butts kicked.
James Harden only needed 33 minutes to get a 30-point triple-double.
Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell can't throw it in the ocean right now. He had 11 points
against a team that kind of tries to pride itself on defense. They aren't doing much. And then the Bucks are just, like the Pistons. I look at the Pistons and think, how in the hell did you get in the playoffs? Seriously. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
And I heard I didn't watch it, but I heard that Blake Griffin got his second technical of the series, and yet he still hasn't played a minute. From the bench, he's getting technicals.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, good times.
Come on, Blake.
Good times, Blake. Yeah. So the Bucks and Rockets have outscored the Pistons and Jazz by 56 and 52, respectively.
Right.
First time in NBA postseason history that two teams have a plus 50 point differential through the first two games of a single postseason. And of course, what is it, tonight that we finally get to see the Warriors and the Clippers series
tonight.
Continue?
It's the late game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you line up with the Sixers Nets, which shouldn't be as interesting as it is at 1-1. And then the Nuggets and Spurs, which I guess is interesting at 1-1, although the Spurs should be up 2-0 in that series. And then, to your point yesterday, Clippers and Warriors. Clippers are 8.5-point underdogs at home.
Yep.
Can the Clippers be real? Can they have more than just a moment in this thing?
Speaking of, hang on a second. I got to tell you this. The Pacers loss... it ended up 99-91.
Right.
The Pacers had the lead with under a minute left and had the ball down three with 11 seconds left. And they lost by eight. The line was
hard to do.
The line was 7.5 for most of the day.
Oh my gosh.
Pacers were plus 7.5 almost all day. At the very end, it closed at Pacers plus 8. Not only did they have an 11-point lead after three, they had the lead with under a minute left and had the ball down three with 11 seconds left. What happened was, on the inbound, the dude threw it completely out of bounds. So not only did you not get a look at it, the Celtics have the ball. Now you immediately got a foul, which they did. Went down what would have been five. That's a good trick. Losing by eight when you're down by three with 11 seconds left. That's why that's why you don't bet, kids. Don't bet on sports.
Denver was a 7.5-point favorite at home in game two, trailed by 19 with 4 minutes and 21 seconds left in the third, and covered.
Oh, good Lord. That's...
I mean, seriously. Yeah, you better be careful about the NBA because the you don't get, like in college hoops, if you've laid a few bucks down on a game, you don't get the wild swings that you do in the NBA. NBA, you can get wild swings.
Man. It doesn't take
big,
long.
Big, wild swings. You got to watch every. You got to watch all 48 minutes in the NBA because you never know. But
this is kind of an interesting pair of dots to connect. But did you hear about the guy on Jeopardy? His name's James Holzhauer, and he's a sports bettor. In his spare,
and he's on Jeopardy.
Yeah, and he's gonna reel in Ken Jennings maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
He beat the single game winnings record when he had $131,000 on last Wednesday.
Is there a line on him in Vegas?
Well, the previous best day on Jeopardy was $77,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And
God, he crushed that.
Well, Ken Jennings won like 74 consecutive games. This was back in like 04 or something like that. But this dude, along the way, has had a 40 for 40 day on Jeopardy.
Wow.
Yeah. He continues to break his own single day record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, does he bat flip like some of these other guys do on Jeopardy? I love Jeopardy's awesome.
Well,
it's
funny you mention that because there was one day that he won that he bet such a weird number of dollars at the final Jeopardy just so his total would add up to one of his buddy's birthday who was celebrating a birthday that day. Yeah, he's just toying with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you hit someone after they do that on Jeopardy, though? That's my question.
Just get it right instead, and he won't be celebrating. Bring in before he does.
God, I love these. I love Brainiacs.
Oh, man. This dude is he's rewriting the Jeopardy history book.
You know, Jeopardy is like the greatest game in the world to just walk through a room on because it's on all the time. It's on every day and it's on everywhere because it's in syndication. And you inevitably get a category that you can just nail. You know, foreign capitals I would be good at, or, you know, American capitals, or it doesn't have to be a sports thing, but you find yourself just like boom, 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 give it to me for $1,000, and you get it. And then you go to like molecular engineering on the next one.
Yep.
And I don't even understand the question or the answer, I guess, because you have to put it in the form of a question. I mean, I don't even understand it. It's kind of like, huh? I mean, I can't even get the $100 question.
I misspoke on this his total because it was his daughter's birthday.
Oh,
the day that he won $110,914 is because his daughter was born on 11/9/14.
Okay, I mean, I like
that's
the dude.
That's just calling your shot.
That is calling your shot. Good
I mean,
for him.
There was one day, and Golic and Wingo were talking about it driving in. There was one day that he had like, I don't know, he had five figures, and the next two guys or gals or whoever only had like 5,000 going into Final Jeopardy. So he just got, he's writing notes to his grandma on the little telestrator, you know, when they reveal the Final Jeopardy answer, which I guess he continues to nail. The previous record was by a guy named Roger Craig. It was 77,000. And he's...
I want to see a guy that's lapping the field like that actually make a donation to both other players.
Right.
Just like, I mean, how much of a diss would that be?
But he's also a professional gambler, so he may need some of this if he goes on a bad streak, too. You know, he's from Vegas, and that's what he is. He's a professional sports gambler and 34 years old, and he's making a mockery of Jeopardy.
Oh, that is amusing to me. Jeopardy's awesome. I love Jeopardy.
Yeah, he's had, in Final Jeopardy, he's done the math in his head in honor of not only his daughter, but his wedding anniversary, birthday of his dad, nephew. He's just calling his shot. just toying with people. So that's the connection between that bad beat last night from the Pacers and this dude on Jeopardy. He's a professional sports gambler that is setting Jeopardy on its ear.
I wonder how he does in the book. I'd love to know what his book looks like.
Hey, look, if he even goes half as long as Ken Jennings, let's say he wins, 30, I don't even know what he's at right now, but if he wins like 35 straight shows at this rate, you just retire. He doesn't need to gamble anymore. If he's winning $100,000 at a time, man, that's a lot of cash. If he goes on
you get taxed to hell and back on that.
Well, yeah, but
you might be taking home half of it. But
it's like winning the lottery. You're not gonna
complain about winning. But boy, the guy must be really well versed in an array of things.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, my gosh, because like I said, I mean, it's feast or famine for me.
Oh yeah.
It's like if I get a category, boom, I can get all five of them, and then I may not get another one right the rest of that half.
Right.
Of Jeopardy.
If poetry comes up or literature
I'm done,
it's like,
man.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, I'm done. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Oh God, Jeopardy.
Deanna weighs in on Twitter about the Tim Anderson thing. She says, I'm okay with Keller plunking him. It's not like Anderson had no idea that bat flip could result in that. Baseball is baseball. Again, I go back to, we can have a combo of new school and old school here if Tim Anderson would have just taken his medicine. And I suppose that's siding with old school.
School, yeah.
But look, you can flip it if you want to. But if you take one off the butt or the thigh, then that's, hey, check yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And, and Keller didn't go head hunting. And I get that Jason's comment on the phone last segment that, hey, it's dangerous when you start throwing baseballs at guys. And I hear you. But these guys are also big leaguers, and it goes pretty much
exactly. Yeah, they can throw it wherever they want it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so
let's be real.
Like I said, I don't know if Tim Anderson does this all the time to every team, or if it's just the Royals. And if it is, I don't know. You let the Royals rile you up. I don't know, but anyway, that was a kind of a situation where I thought baseball policed itself. And yet, Rick Renteria was going psycho, telling the Royals to get back in the dugout, and that set off Swaim and Ned. And, of course, Joe West is one of the umpires. And that
oh,
umpire
my God, of course. Oh,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And so four people got kicked out, including Keller, Anderson, Dale Swaim, and Rick Renteria. And fortunately for all involved, honestly, that was the last game of the series. I don't know when they'll play again next, but Royals get out of town with a win. And
well, they've seen them twice already this season, mm-hmm. right? Home and away.
Yeah, they always seem to play them early, multiple times.
That's fine. You know what? I can do without seeing the White Sox and Royals.
A reminder, go to WichitaPerks.com. The Shocker Bowling teams start action today in Dayton as the team portion of the national championship winds down. So good luck to them. And as a nod to that, Shocker Sports Grill and Lane's bowling card, if you go to WichitaPerks.com, it's only $50 for 15 two-hour visits to go to the Radigan Student Center and go bowling down at the Shocker Sports Grill and Lane's. With this bowling card, it's just $50. You can only get it at WichitaPerks.com. That's going by yourself 15 times if you want, or bring in yourself and 14 other people. Whatever, it's up to you. WichitaPerks.com. The real Twitter question by Cindy O'HRO and our bonus Twitter question, both up at KFH Radio. Bruce and I will discuss when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.